And we're live here, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. What's up, guys? Nick Scrip on the P2W Fantasy Podcast. And we got a late night redraft mock. I figured I have a little time tonight. Last time I tried doing this with a bunch of people, my Wi-Fi like exploded. Like I lost connection. I left my guests to run the show, and then I had to just cut it. So since that happened, it really pushed me to go and upgrade my Wi-Fi, which is a great thing because then hopefully, knock on wood, I don't have to worry about that anymore. But if you guys are tuning in, just going to run through a redraft mock, kind of early to be doing mocks, I guess, at this time. Or you might say, hey, I mean, we're in June. We're getting closer and closer to August. So let's get that on the screen here. It'll be on Sleeper. It'll just be myself. So it'll go with the CPU auto drafting the rest of the picks. And I figured I'd just run through some of my picks, why I'm picking these guys, and talk a little bit about constructing teams here. But if you are tuning in, this podcast is partnered up with the Fantasy Points Media Group. Go check out fantasypoints.com. It's a one-stop shop for all of your fantasy wants and needs. Articles, projections, rankings, anything you're looking for, it's on Fantasy Points. Use my promo code P2W22 for a discount. But if you are tuning in, stick with me. Should be a good show talking redraft.
No fear to give, I feel but I can't forgive. I go all in this time, yeah, I won't regret. I'll pick the best on trip, they don't understand. I play to win, yeah, I play to win. I play to win, yeah, play to win. I play to win, oh, play to win. I play to win, yeah, play to win. I play to win.
All right, so have the sleeper draft to my left or right, depending on how it looks in your screen. But I really like for redraft, being on the ends, 11 and 12 or 1 and 2. I just like double tapping on two guys that I want around that spot. So I think the good thing about going through these mocks is just figuring things out, what works, what doesn't work, how a team looks at the end of the day. I did one last week on the Fantasy Pros website, and I ran through mock draft, and I had some good thinking behind it. But I really hated the team at the end of the day. And I learned a lot. I learned I didn't need to reach at a specific point for a third running back. I learned fading a certain position, I think, early on kind of hurt me at the end. So a good thing about these mock drafts is just kind of walking through and figuring out, like, hey, if I go this route with my team, this is how it can look. Or if I, you know, fade this position or wait a little bit, or if I hammer this position, this is how the team fills out. So not really knowing based off of the sleeper ADP how things really look. I haven't done a ton of mocks on here, but it'll be interesting to see how the team ends up. And if it ends up great, then I know that, you know, some of the routes I took were beneficial. And if it looks like shit at the end of the day, then I know I have to kind of pivot and change certain things. But that's just learning through mock drafts. So I think today, again, I usually go with 11 or 12 or 1 or 2. I want to be somewhere in the middle, and I think I'm going to go with the seventh spot today. And again, have the CPU or the computer draft the rest of it. I was going to see if there's a clock. We'll say no limit there, just in case I want to talk a little bit more. And why don't we just kick things off here and see how things go? So, starting the draft. We'll see if I have to force anything to start. I think that the computer should just auto-draft here. So Jonathan Taylor, number one. McCaffrey, number two. I think that's been the not huge debate right now, but I've seen enough people talking about the potential for Christian McCaffrey to be the 101. Got my guy D Brown in the chat. What is up, my guy? I think McCaffrey, I think there's a solid argument for him at the end of the day. We know what his upside is in both the rushing and the receiving game. Does his role change just because of the injuries the last two seasons? Not entirely sure, but I'm pretty comfortable juggling that idea with McCaffrey and Taylor with the 101, 102 spot. 103, Austin Eckler, huge Eckler fan. Obviously a great connection with Justin Herbert. Huge PPR receiving upside, and this is a PPR mock draft, so it makes sense to have Eckler going at that spot. Justin Jefferson going at the 104. Really, really like Justin Jefferson. He's actually my wide receiver one for this year. Cooper Kupp, I know, you know, if you say Cooper Kupp is not the 101, you get a lot of pushback for that. I don't think Cooper Kupp is going to regress a ton this year. I think he's going to be the 102. I just love the direction Justin Jefferson has gone the last two seasons, his first two seasons. He's been phenomenal rookie and sophomore year, and all of his numbers continue to trend up. So is this, you know, as this guy develops as an NFL player, I feel like I don't see him going backwards at all. They didn't really add competition. Obviously, he's got Adam Thielen. Dalvin Cook's a great running back. Irv Smith's going to be back, but nothing really changes for Justin Jefferson. So I just like that each year he's gotten better, and I have him as my 101 as of today. 105, just talked about Cooper Kupp and the phenomenal season that he had this past season. Don't think he's going to regress a ton. I still have him as my 102. So I think seeing, you know, my 101 and 102 receivers go back to back makes a lot of sense. And we'll see what this next pick is, because I'm the 107. 106 goes Derrick Henry. Obviously, the amount of rushing yards he had last season was unreal. He was just going off what seemed like every single game for 100 plus rushing yards, and he had the foot injury, came back later. You know, some people are starting to think about his age. Some people are thinking about how this Titans team is going to operate. I'm not as concerned for redraft purposes. Dynasty, obviously a different story. So for me, I have a few directions I can go with my team right now. I can go and grab, looking at the running back position, I really like Dalvin Cook this year. I think I'm going to make a video about him tomorrow at some point, but I really do like Dalvin Cook this year because, you know, 2020, I think he was a running back two. 2019, he was a running back three. This past season, he finished, I think, around 14 for PPR, and he missed time, but he just seems to be a guy that doesn't, you know, give up a ton of his snaps to Madison. He's the lead guy. He seems to be a guy that, you know, will be involved in the passing game to a decent amount degree. I think he's got a couple seasons above 40 receptions. I also can go with Jamar Chase, Devonta Adams, Stephon Diggs. I really, really like Diggs this year, and I'm wondering if he would come back to me on the turnaround there. That would be phenomenal. Chase obviously can go off for 140 receiving yards on a given day with his connection to Joe Burrow. He did have some down weeks this past season. I typically like to hammer the running backs. Najee Harris, the volume there is very, very good. Joe Mixon had a great season. DeAndre Swift is a guy that I am higher on than probably most of consensus. I am super high on DeAndre Swift as an all-around running back, and I think he's going to have a massive season this year. So right now I think I'm juggling between Dalvin Cook and Jamar Chase. I don't think I need to reach for Diggs because his ADP is a bit down there. I like in redraft to kind of hammer the running back position and then fill my team with wide receivers. I like to do that because the wide receiver position is just so deep, and I feel like I have more of a luxury with doing that. You know, doing that. If you look down the list with the running backs, you can go down, you know, Zeke is all the way down at the 30 spot. James Conner should have a good season. So I could fade that as well. Again, you know, the issue with Dalvin Cook is the injuries. And Najee Harris, reports have come out that said maybe his, you know, workload might change a bit. So I'm kind of on the fence a little bit here with this. But because of how deep the wide receiver position is, I think I'm going to go Dalvin Cook and then see if maybe Swift falls to me at the next pick, or maybe Diggs potentially, and then kind of juggle that. So let's go Dalvin Cook, who would be the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth running back taken off the board here. So right after me, Najee Harris. So that to me says that, you know, this guy who's a computer picker might have been juggling Cook and Harris. Maybe I, you know, dropped the ball and I should have grabbed Harris at that point. Then Joe Mixon. So again, to me, just reading this board, and it's going to be important for redraft to kind of play the board. And right now the running backs are flying off as we truck along through this first round. We only had two wide receivers go. And if I waited on running back, it might be an issue to see who actually falls to me. But let's see the next pick. Jamar Chase goes at the 110. I was debating him at the 107. Davante Adams, who is with his former college quarterback now, Derek Carr with the Raiders. Got my phone going off randomly. And right after that, DeAndre Swift, who I would have loved to fall to me in the second round. But again, DeAndre Swift, I think, is going to have a phenomenal season. Could I be, you know, hot takey and say Swift will finish above Henry, Cook, and Harris, and maybe I should have taken them, you know, then maybe. But at the same time, in the first round, we kind of got to be careful, I guess, on how much we're willing to reach. But love DeAndre Swift, and I really like the opportunity for him to have a very Alvin Kamara season. Stephon Diggs, who I also would have loved to drop. I think Stephon Diggs is going to have a bounce back season. He didn't do bad this past season, but I think the expectation was for him to be a top three receiver. He wasn't quite that. Travis Kelce, no Tyreek Hill. He is the guy for this coming season, and I think everybody else is going to be fighting for that number two spot between Juju and Sky Moore. Alvin Kamara has got some legal issues, but I don't think that that is going to prevent him from playing a majority of the season unless something pops up in the middle of the year. I had Drew Davenport on, who talked about that, how the case seems to be being pushed further and further. Mark Andrews, so we got two tight ends now off the board. I think that's the 101, 102. I probably would lean Andrews over Kelce, but not by much, so you can juggle that. But they went, you know, two spots away from each other. And then Josh Allen, which to me, I have him as my QB1, but I'm not willing to take him there at the 2-5 spot. I think that's extremely high, and I think there's some other guys that present a lot of upside. So I took a running back already, wide receivers left, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Deebo Samuel, A.J. Brown, Mike Evans. Tight end position, Kyle Pitts, I can think about doing that since the tight ends are off the board. That might be a bit of a reach in the second round. But I mean, if he ends up being the tight end three, then I have a positional advantage. But I do like guys later on like Dalton Schultz. I think that'd be a target of mine to fall a little bit. Could hit another running back between, you know, Chubb and Barkley, Javonte Williams, Aaron Jones, Fournette. I think both Aaron Jones and Fournette are guys that I wouldn't be too mad about getting in the third round because I feel like they are both guys that can finish inside the top 12 this year. Aaron Jones being Green Bay's wide receiver one, Fournette getting Rashad White as competition. But I think, you know, being back with Tom Brady and being back in the same system he was last year, where we got a shit ton of work, that says a lot for him. Javonte Williams obviously has Melvin Gordon coming back, but I think, you know, the touches are going to start leaning his way. I'm all for the Barkley comeback season. Chubb I like, but I don't want to take Chubb at this mark. QB-wise, I'm not touching a QB here. So Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Deebo Samuel, A.J. Brown. I think I might go with who I think finishes the highest out of all these guys here. And in my opinion, looking at the competition for targets, looking at quarterback play, kind of clarity of a situation, I'm thinking it's going to be breakout season for CeeDee Lamb. Tyreek Hill, like a lot. Him and Waddle, though, I think, you know, with Tua, I'm not going to say they're going to have a poor season, but I think Tyreek Hill, traditionally, we might say, is a top three receiver for fantasy. I think he might be pushing like somewhere between 7, 8, 9 this coming season. Deebo, if he doesn't run the ball, like some rumors have come out that he doesn't want to, then I'm kind of fading at this price here. And right now we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this would say that CeeDee Lamb would be the wide receiver 6 off the board. And the last time I did rankings, that's exactly where I had CeeDee Lamb. So I'm going to actually take the gamble on it being year 3 breakout for CeeDee Lamb. Tyreek Hill, we just talked about right afterwards. Nick Chubb at the 2-8, which is pretty interesting. I'm not fading Nick Chubb by any means. He's extremely important to that offense, especially if Deshaun Watson is not going to be playing. But I don't know if I want to take him that high. Leonard Fournette, Deebo Samuel right after that. Saquon Barkley. I do think it's going to be a bounce back season for him. I think he's extremely talented. He's been banged up. We've seen greatness out of Saquon Barkley his rookie season. If he's healthy, I have a lot of faith in him. Aaron Jones at the 212. So team one, just looking at how the teams played out in the first two rounds, team one's got a nice stack. Jonathan Taylor and Aaron Jones, two guys that can finish inside the top 12. McCaffrey and Saquon, which, you know, looking at historic dynasty rankings, used to be like the 101 and 102. Eckler and Debo, a little bit of a risk with that stack. Fournette and Jefferson, I do like that one a lot. Kupp and Chubbs got some question marks if Chubb needed to go that high. Henry and Hill, a little bit more question marks. I like my Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb stack right there. If I can have two guys finish as top six for their position, then me at the seventh spot, I'm doing okay right now. And then A.J. Brown for Team 1. So Taylor, Jones, and A.J. Brown. That's a pretty good stack there for Team 1. Javonte Williams, who, you know, he split evenly with Melvin Gordon last year. Identical carries. I think it was like 203. But he did have more receptions. So there is some more upside of that. And I feel like gradually it's going to lean more in his favor. But Melvin Gordon's not dead. So we can't, you know, discredit him completely. George Kittle goes, which is interesting because that means our guy Kyle Pitts is still on the board. I would love to, you know, have him fall in the third. Mike Evans, who right now, man, Mike Evans just set up to have a phenomenal year. No Chris Godwin for X amount of weeks. Gronkowski just retired. And Tom Brady, you know, voice for Russell Gage. But if we're looking at target share, it should be really, really pushed in Mike Evans' favor. And we know that he can score a lot of touchdowns. But if his target share increases weekly, that's huge. Kyle Pitts, shit, that would have been awesome. Kyle Pitts there would have been good. You know, Mariota had a connection with Delanie Walker in the past. Some people have brought that up. Ritter might fight for the job, but at the end of the day, for a guy that's going to get, you know, 120-plus targets, Kyle Pitts is just set up to have another great season. He had a great season rookie year. He didn't break, like, every record in the book, so I think some people didn't talk about it as much, but really would have liked him there. It was only two picks away. Patrick Mahomes goes in the third. I don't know if I'm going to have Mahomes as my QB2. So, you know, him going in the third round right now, I'm not a huge fan if I was in that spot to take him. I think there's some other guys that have just as much upside for fantasy. Some guys that are mobile, you know, between Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert, I think you can easily say could have the capacity to be the QB1 next season. So do I reach on Herbert? I think I'd rather wait for like a Hurts, to be honest, take somebody else here. But Herbert, I think you can argue all day that he should be above Mahomes. Running backs, there's some guys that I think I'd be more comfortable taking a little bit later. Like, I don't need to smash Zeke or Cam Akers right now, or James Conner. So if it ends up being like a Breece Hall, Josh Jacobs, or maybe Etienne, who I really like, then I think I'd be okay with that. Tight ends, you know, Darren Waller, you can make a case for him. Don't know if I want to take him right now, though. I think the dynamic between him and Adams will be interesting, especially in the red zone. I think he's still going to have a great season, but I don't think I need to take him right now. So then I look at my list, and I look at Keenan Allen, T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson, DK Metcalf, McLaurin, Waddle. Can you argue? I'd argue that Allen, Higgins, Deontay Johnson, and Waddle could all fit in the top 12. Metcalf is going to be a question mark. I'm not fading him. I really love the talent. I love the athleticism. McLaurin, you know, is had a lot of good games with Wentz. We'll see how, you know, high of a push he'll get for fantasy purposes. But, you know, there's contract issues there. Maybe I want to be cautious with that. So looking at how many wide receivers are off the board right now, Jefferson, Kupp, Chase, Adams, Diggs, Lamb, Hill, Samuel, A.J. Brown, Mike Evans. So we're looking at who can finish as the wide receiver 11 or better right here. And it's really between Keenan Allen and Higgins. And, you know, who can have the bigger, I mean, their projected points are literally 251 to 250. So who am I higher on, Keenan Allen or T. Higgins? I feel like Keenan Allen is going to have an extremely consistent target share. I think week in and week out, he's going to get a very high amount of targets from Justin Herbert, who we regard as one of the best quarterbacks in the league. T. Higgins, you know, Jamar Chase in front of him. I think that we've seen so many great games out of T. Higgins. I think he averaged more targets per game this past season than Jamar Chase. But we do know that, you know, that kind of takes away to a degree a bit of his maybe target ceiling. But here's my thought process here. I think I'm going to go T. Higgins because I feel like they can have a similar range of outcomes for one. I think both guys can finish as a top 12 wide receiver, but I might consider at some point in this draft trying to grab Mike Williams, who is all the way down here at 64. Jamar Chase is already gone. I would grab T. Higgins, so I'd eliminate those two guys from the mix. I don't know if I'd want to stack, you know, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. And if I can, you know, at some point grab T. Higgins here, another person, maybe another person after that, and then Mike Williams later, I think that fills out my team a bit better than having like two guys on the Chargers. So I'm going to go with T. Higgins here, which I can easily argue that I should be taking Keenan Allen. We can look at these guys as well, but let's go T. Higgins and just see how the rest of the picks finish out. So we got Zeke, who goes at the 3-8, Keenan Allen right after that, so who I was kind of juggling, DK Metcalf, and there goes Herbert, James Conner. So we're going to have to start looking at the running back and potentially, you know, think about quarterback tight end. But Cam Akers, who I'm not extremely high on, they said he looks like he's 100%. I wasn't super high on him as a prospect. I haven't seen tons of great games. I know he did come from the Achilles injury, which should have taken him a lot longer. David Montgomery after that. Terry McLaurin. Antonio Gibson, who I'm kind of fading just because of a murky backfield, brought back J.D. McKissick with all the pass-catching upside he brings, and then they're talking crazy about Brian Robinson, so I don't know how that's looking. And then Waddle, so could stack another wide receiver. How do I look at my actual team? Here's my roster. So right now my roster, I have Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb, and T. Higgins. For this league, it's a one quarterback, two running back, three wide receivers, tight end, two flexes, and then we got a couple bench spots. So looking at my options here, I could grab Darren Waller, but here's my game plan right now. I think, you know, I talked about Dalton Schultz the other day in a video. I think he's going to be the number two option with the Cowboys just because Michael Gallup's still recovering from that ACL tear. It might be Tolbert. It might be James Washington. But I think Dalton Schultz just had a great season last year. And you can go check out my TikTok video I made. I put it on Twitter. But I think Dalton Schultz has every opportunity to finish above TJ Hockenson this year just because the where he's going to be on this Dallas offense, you know, in terms of target share potentially. So I wouldn't mind fading tight end till next round and hoping it's Dalton Schultz, or, I mean, if Hockenson's still there, then I can debate that as well. Quarterback, really like Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow with his weapons. You know, I can stack him and T. Higgins, Kyler Murray. I've never been as high as other people, but we know for fantasy purposes, Konami Code quarterback, he can be great. I really, really like Jalen Hurts this year, so I wouldn't mind waiting just because Jalen Hurts will be there. And if I strike out on him and get Dak or Russell Wilson, so be it. So running back or wide receiver, this is where it gets interesting. You know, Deontay Johnson's a guy I like despite the quarterback situation. DJ Moore, I've always liked. Looks like Sam Darnold, maybe Baker. We'll see. Mari Cooper, I'm actually not really into this year because I don't know what's going on with Watson, and it might be him and Brissett. Michael Pittman, I love this year. I think him and Matt Ryan are going to be great together. Michael Pittman had a big jump in his sophomore season with Carson Wentz, and I think he has a quarterback upgrade. Could be a big red zone guy this year, too, for the Colts. I don't need to take him now, though. Running back-wise, so Breece Hall, Josh Jacobs, Dobbins, Etienne. I want to throw the dart, I think, on Breece Hall just because we've seen rookies come into the league and get work right away. and do very well for fantasy. And I know Michael Carter's there, but the Jets went up and traded to make sure that they were going to go and get Breece Hall. And he was the clear RB1 in this class. Had a great, great track record at Iowa State. He's also a guy that can be utilized in the passing game. He was a back-to-back Heisman in the top 10 for the Heisman running. I'm going to go Breece Hall. Might be a reach. Josh Jacobs, I like. You know, J.K. Dobbins has been scaring me because I don't know what his timeline looks like. Really like Travis Etienne, but I don't need to take him right there. So I'm going to go Breece Hall, and we'll see how the board follows me from there. So we got DJ Moore after that, J.K. Dobbins. We're unclear of his timeline. That's my only setback. And you know, when will he be 100% healthy? Is it week one? Is it week four? I'm not sure. Deontay Johnson, really still like him. He's going to have a massive target share. He's still the wide receiver one in Pittsburgh. Josh Jacobs, Lamar Jackson, so another quarterback off the board. Travis Etienne, who, again, I like. I think he's been getting a lot of hype, and I think he deserves the hype because he's had a clear connection with Lawrence, obviously from Clemson. Caught a shit ton of passes at Clemson. He averaged very good yards per carry, so I really like the potential for him this coming season. Darren Waller goes there. Amari Cooper, we talked about. See, if I'm not super into some of these guys, and I like them flying off the board because then it's pushing other guys I actually do like down towards me. Chris Godwin, who I'm also fading because I don't know if he's going to be ready until week four? Is it week eight? Do they wait until close to the playoffs? I mean, they have a championship on their mind. I talked about this the other day. They have a championship on their mind. Do they rush Chris Godwin back? I don't think so, especially if they want him for the entirety of the NFL playoffs and they want him at 100%. TJ Hockenson, so hopefully Schultz does not go here. Judy, who I really do like. I think he's wide receiver one in Denver. People will debate and say it's Cortland Sutton. I'm sticking with Judy. I think the talent is phenomenal. I think he's always had a terrible situation. He's been hurt. So are we going to say he's bad because he's hurt? Probably not. Marquise Brown, and now it's interesting because I have to make a decision now if I want to punt tight end and go wide receiver or if I want to grab Dalton Schultz, who I said before was my target. But Zach Ertz down the list, I'd be comfortable with him because no D-hop for the first 6 weeks. And I just talked about Michael Pittman. And when we start going down this list, Cortland Sutton, him or Michael Pittman, for me, it's Pittman. Pittman or Allen Robinson, for me, it's Pittman. Michael Thomas, I have no idea how to evaluate that. It's Pittman. I do like Williams. Don't need to grab him there. And then Hopkins is suspended for 6 weeks. I'm not touching him. I think I'm going to go Pittman, actually, and just hope my tight end position is not decimated. But I'm looking at Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall as my two running backs. And then I have CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, and then Michael Pittman, who all can finish very high for the position. And I think Pittman is due for a huge year. Just seeing the progression in year two, quarterback upgrade, I'm smashing that. Michael Pittman with my next pick in the fifth round here. Then it's CEH. Ugh, I'm not a fan of that, especially McKinnon is back, who just like told CEH in the playoffs this past season, like, sit your ass on the bench and watch me play football. Kyler Murray, another quarterback. Joe Burrow, so that's interesting going back-to-back. Maybe it's a quarterback run at this point. Miles Sanders, who I think I do like, and I think he will bring some efficiency, especially if the passing game opens up. Cortland Sutton at the 5-12. Dalton Schultz, so obviously my tight end target is not going to fall to me, but now I think I can wait even longer. Mike Williams, so I talked about potentially stacking, but again, he's going earlier than maybe I expected. Elijah Mitchell made a video about him. He had some great weeks last year, just needs to stay healthy. But when he was healthy, he was their guy. Amon-Ra St. Brown in the sixth round. So that's a little bit of a, might be looked at as a reach. There's some guys on this list I would take above him. And then Allen Robinson. So tight ends, Dallas Goedert. I don't know how to feel about Goddard, and I think he is a great tight end. I just am not sure what the dynamic is going to look like with Jalen Hurts running the ball, A.J. Brown getting targets, Devonta Smith getting targets. Like, We know this team is going to pass the ball more, but to the degree that three guys are going to be supported greatly for fantasy, I'm a little iffy on it. I'm not fading Dallas Goedert, but I don't think I have to go and take him right now. Damian Harris, Ken Walker, A.J. Dillon, Kareem Hunt, Court. We got Patterson, Pollard. See, now I might just wait for the running back position. Usually I go hard and heavy for the running back position, but I feel like I don't really need to right now. Quarterbacks, I can wait. You know, I really can wait and go with a guy like, you know, Derek Carr later, who I think can be a top 12 quarterback. He was last season. I can go and grab Brandon Cooks here. But I think it's going to be a massive year for Jalen Hurts. I think you can say Prescott and Wilson can finish just as high, but we know the rushing upside for Jalen Hurts. We know what he did last year for fantasy, what he was averaging per game. Add A.J. Brown to the mix. I think that just elevates his ceiling. He's still going to run the ball. You know he's still going to take off with his legs. But now having the dynamic of A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Devonta Smith, hopefully healthy Miles Sanders, I feel like I could wait for quarterback, but now they're starting to go off the board. And if I wait too long, maybe it hurts me. I do like Brandon Cooks a lot. I feel like that'd be my guy. And, you know, I'm extremely high in Brandon Cooks, but I feel like I'm going to get a guy who can potentially finish as the overall QB1 in fantasy. And a lot of people don't want to hear that, but he has the upside to do it. So I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts there. Then it's Ken Walker, who I guess this draft board is saying he's going to start. Michael Thomas. Right after that, it's a huge question mark to me. 2 years of an ankle injury just is like perplexing to me. I don't know. Damian Harris has Ramondre Stevenson breathing down his neck to a degree. Some people say not really, but it's an interesting backfield for sure. Drake London, who was my rookie wide receiver one. I think him and Pitts are going to have a very nice target share. It just kind of depends on the state of the offense. Hopkins is suspended for 6 weeks, so I'm not into taking him unless he falls maybe another round or two. Kareem Hunt, who was out of the mix for a lot of last year, but what was it, 2 years ago, him and Chubb finished high for the position. Adam Thielen, who people fade because of his age, but when he plays, he scores touchdowns, man. And he's a veteran for redraft that you got to turn your dynasty hat off. A.J. Dillon, I think, has a good chance to lead Green Bay and carries. I'll still take Aaron Jones well above him just because of the PPR receiving upside, and this is a PPR draft. Devonta Smith, so looks like we got almost all of the Philadelphia Eagles fantasy players off the board here. Brandon Cooks goes there. Really would have liked Brandon Cooks, is what it is there. I talked about him on the JWB show the other day. Does nothing but have 1,000-plus receiving yard seasons, finishes good for fantasy, doesn't matter what team he's on. Love Brandon Cooks, and I talk about him too much, so we'll move on. Juju, who we talked about yesterday on that show as well, and I think people kind of forget that he's got a great opportunity just because we got the shiny new Sky Moore piece in there, but I think Juju's going to out-target him this year, and he's on a one-year prove-it deal in Kansas City. There goes Goddard. So now I got to think about potentially taking a tight end. I can keep fading and take like a Cole Kmet, who I like a lot. Take Zach Ertz too. Looking at the wide receivers, it's Treylon Burks, Darnell Mooney, Garrett Wilson. They list Patterson as like a hybrid. Bateman, Elijah Moore. So we're looking at a lot of good guys right now that could be useful for fantasy. Even Tyler Lockett down the list. Really like the potential for Mooney to have a huge season. Quarterback, we're done with. Tight end is the one we're kind of thinking about. Dawson Knox, Zach Ertz, Pat Freiermuth, Gesicki. Gronk's still on here. He just retired today. So, you know, Burks and Wilson are right there, but I think I'm going to go with Darnell Mooney, who I think can have a massive season. He had like 4 games, I believe, of 120-plus receiving yards, and he's the wide receiver one for Justin Fields in an offense that's probably going to be forced to throw and chase some games this year. So I like Darnell Mooney and what he did last year. He had like a mini breakout where he performed well above expectations. And looking at my group of guys here, we have 2 flex positions, and I see a lot of upside here between CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, and Darnell Mooney. So I like that pick there. That's me not being a Bears homer. Garrett Wilson, rookie for the Jets, goes. I'll take Elijah Moore before Garrett Wilson in redraft. If you want to debate it for a dynasty, that's fine, but I'll take Elijah Moore first. So seeing Wilson go is fine with me. Treylon Burks, a lot of question marks with the asthma and missing practice. And just, I mean, maybe we're digging too far deep into it, but Patterson goes. Lockett goes, who's a veteran we, again, forget about. And then he has like a 30-point fantasy week. Russell Wilson, another quarterback. So I want more quarterbacks to go because I already took a quarterback. So I would love for more quarterbacks to go. Bateman, who is the wide receiver one right now for the Baltimore Ravens. You can say Andrews is the actual target one, but Bateman is geared up for a huge breakout season, pending that him and Lamar click. Elijah Moore, who I love, one of my guys for this coming season, who, I talk about too much, so I'll just move on before I get in a rant there. Tony Pollard, not a guy I usually target myself. There's talk about him getting more involvement in this offense, but Zeke apparently is in the best shape of his life, which probably has been said a ton of times. So Ayuk goes after that. Gabriel Davis, who I wouldn't have taken there either. So let's see what we got for the running back position, tight ends. I might go and grab my tight end right now, and I can wait longer and longer, but then I might risk, you know, running into, now I'm taking, you know, Cole Kmet, and then I'm stacking the Bears offensive Moody and Kmet, and I don't know if I want to do that. I don't really want Gesicki. You know, I'm not sure how comfortable I am with Hunter Henry. Gronk is retired. Freiermuth can score for sure. What's his weekly targets going to look like now that they added George Pickens to the mix? Knox or Ertz? I think Ertz is easily the number two option right now for Kyler Murray. Last couple weeks of the season, he was getting games above 10 targets. So, you know, him or Knox. Knox had a great year as well, but I don't think the targets are going to be super consistent week in and week out. So maybe it's a bit of a reach, but I just want to fill my team right now for this redraft team. So I'm going to go with Zach Ertz here. Robert Woods, who could be the wide receiver one in Tennessee, but just depends on his health, I think. But I've always loved Robert Woods. Dak Prescott goes. Chris Olave with the Saints. My issue with the Saints is I don't know how to stack them. Who's going to finish the best for fantasy? Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave. I love Olave as a talent. I wanted him in Chicago. Don't know how that's going to go, though. Tom Brady, Dawson Knox, Hunter Renfro, who's like the third option now, and he was the first option last year for the Raiders. Aaron Rodgers, so I like the quarterbacks going so I can have more guys push my way. Chase Claypool, not a massive Claypool guy. Really like Edmonds this year. Made a video about him. I think he's going to lead in touches in Miami. Stafford. Singletary, which is, you know, the question mark. How much does Cook cut into that? And Cook goes right after him. That's extremely interesting. So they go Singletary, Cook in the ninth round. Very, very interesting to me. So I might go wide receivers, Watson, I'm not comfortable drafting him. Kirk, I think, is going to have some big games. Jameson Wilson, I really, really like. Kadarius Toney, I think, is a great playmaker with the ball in his hands. Do I have to take one of those guys right now? Probably not. I'm good at quarterback. I'm not going to draft another one just because there's only three bench spots. So now I'm looking at Penny. Is it Penny or Ken Walker? Right now, reports are kind of saying that it's Penny's job to lose. Melvin Gordon's going to fight Javonte for touches. Michael Carter, I think, takes a back seat. I don't want that stack either. Him and Breece Hall. James Robinson's going to start the season injured, I believe. Spillers, you know, the second guy in the system. Now we're going down the list and just handcuffs. So my thinking for this pick is that, you know, out of these guys here, who has the best opportunity to lead their backfield this year? Rashad Penny, Melvin Gordon, Michael Carter, James Robinson, Spiller, Stevenson, Ronald Jones, Damian Pierce. Maybe it's Pierce as a sleeper. I can get my handcuff Alexander Mattison. That's a major reach. I think Rashad Penny has the best chance of leading his backfield this year, and it's going to come down to health, which is always a concern with Penny. But I think at this point of the draft in the ninth round, you know, I just saw Singletary and James Cook go and Chase Edmonds. If you tell me that Rashad Penny is 100% healthy and all these guys are 100% healthy, out of that mix, I'm leaning Rashad Penny to seeing what he did last year with the Seattle Seahawks. So might be a bit of a reach to have him in a starting lineup, but I only have, you know, Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook. I have plenty of receivers. I have CD Lamb, Higgins, Pittman and Mooney. So that's four right there. I had to, you know, use my fingers to count that one up. So I'm going to go Rashad Penny just because, again, out of all these guys, he's got the biggest chance to lead his backfield in touches at this point of my draft. So we're going to go Rashad Penny with that pick there. Then Michael Carter, Pat Freiermuth. So, you know, more tight ends are going off the board. James Robinson, who I guess a report came out today that said he might be ready, but it's a gamble with his Achilles injury. Gesicki, who I used to really like, and I talked about this on Twitter today. I said it's okay to be in on guys and then out on them a year later, or vice versa, be out on guys in the past and then in on them in the future. Gesicki is a guy I've always been in on, and I think I'm out on right now just because I don't know. You know, he's a guy that played in the slot a lot. Now you got Waddle and Tyreek Hill can play in the slot, and I don't know what his target share is going to look like playing with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and that concerns me. And this guy, Chase Edmonds, who went before, he's going to take some work as well. Christian Watson could be the wide receiver one, could be the wide receiver eight on this team. We're not entirely sure right now. Melvin Gordon off the board. Trey Lance, a lot of people like Trey Lance's Konami code potential. Spiller, don't need to take him in the 10th. I don't think Sky Moore goes. Jameson Williams, who I would have thought about that pick because I feel like I have enough wide receivers right now that if I can stash him on my bench until he's 100% healthy, that maybe I can utilize the upside of Jameson Williams the last handful of weeks of the season. Let's take a look at what we got here. So Christian Kirk, Kadarius Toney, Alan Lazard, Michael Gallup, Tyler Boyd, Kenny Galladay. Right now, in the running backs, I just took one. I don't really need to take another one right now. So we're looking at just my three bench spots. So looking at my bench, I want to go high upside. So I'm going to eliminate some of these guys that I feel like could, you know, have some decent involvement in their off, you know, offense. Like I love Tyler Boyd, but he's the third option. Christian Kirk and Kadarius Toney both could be the number one option. Now it comes down to who has more of an upside. Christian Kirk, we've seen huge games on him. He can extend the field to a good degree, goes missing at times. You know, how the Jaguars going to operate with, you know, him and Zay Jones and Evan Ingram and Marvin Jones and Laviska Shenault. I'm not entirely sure. You can say the same with Kadarius Toney. Him and let me see what this injury is. Kadarius Toney, knee absent from minicamp. I don't think it's anything too concerning, but man, Kadarius Toney last season, you saw those glimpses of what he could do with the ball in his hands. And it was extremely interesting to see him ball out a bit for 3 weeks. He didn't play tons of games, but 3 weeks around for PPR, 14.2, 13.01, 14.09, 12.41. Those are very flex-worthy weeks. So if he continues to develop as maybe the number one option or the number two option for Daniel Jones, I mean, put the ball in his hands on some slants and you know, some screen plays, I'm going to go with his upside. And I know a lot of people are in on Kadarius Toney for this coming season. So let's click through this a little bit quicker as we get closer to the hour mark. Derek Carr, I really, really like, especially with, you know, a healthy Waller and Renfrow was great last season. Now you add the best, maybe the best wide receiver in the league still with Davante Adams. Ronald Jones, Christian Kirk, who we just talked about a bit. Hunter Henry, good connection with Mac Jones. But again, you know, I think we're chasing touchdowns a little bit more with Hunter Henry. Deshaun Watson, who might not play a snap this season or ever again. Maybe starts week one. I don't know. I don't know the details of that case. Stevenson for the Patriots, who had nice weeks last year, but it was when, you know, Damian Harris saw the mix. Alexander Mattison, who's just a handcuff. Doesn't get much involvement at all with Dalvin Cook on the field. Michael Gallup, who we're going to have to wait a couple weeks for. Alan Lazard, a lot of people are interested in him because he looks like the guy for Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers has said that. But, you know, we have yet to see a full season of Alan Lazard being extremely fantasy relevant. So that's interesting. Cole Kmet goes in the 11th. So if I wanted Cole Kmet, I could have, you know, pivoted and taken, I don't know, Robert Woods or Olave or maybe Chase Edmonds or something and waited for Kmet. But if I waited, I guess I would have had to take him in the 10th. So that kind of switches things around there. Tyler Boyd, always like Tyler Boyd. I think he's like, if there's a such thing as a wide receiver handcuff, like he would be one because, you know, if he was the number two option in his offense, he'd be great for fantasy. He still is a guy that you can flex, you know, maybe not consistently. Gronk goes, obviously hasn't updated yet. All right, so running back Damian Pierce, Rashad White were, you know, two rookies that kind of got to juggle what their involvement's going to be like. Hines has good PPR value in the past. We'll see what the role is like. He's getting some hype, but could be some coach speak. Allgeier might lead his backfield with Atlanta, might not. Henderson's a guy that actually had some nice weeks last year, but when he was the guy, Marlon Mack, they're saying, has the potential to be the starter for the Texans. We're not sure. So right now, Kenny Golladay, we're not going to take him because I just took Kadarius Toney. Russell Gage, Jarvis Landry, MVS, so I'm fading. Pickens, Jahan Dotson, I like him a lot. It's Russell Gage for me. Brady Voice said he wanted Russell Gage into the system. We saw Russell Gage when given volume for Atlanta in the past when, you know, Julio was out in the past or, you know, Calvin Ridley was out. He had a lot of good fantasy weeks, and now we're looking at a situation where it's him and Mike Evans. Chris Godwin, it might take him some time to come back. So right now he fills in the Chris Godwin role. But then when Chris Godwin is back at 100%, then he just fills in the Antonio Brown role, which still was very good for fantasy. And I'm not comparing him to either one of those guys, but upside is there. Draft upside for your bench in fantasy. And then if we got to cut ties with guys, we can, you know, cut ties and move on. But Russell Gage will take in the 11th round. Really like that pick. Cousins, who is very, very serviceable. Jahan Dotson, I like him a lot, and I feel like people faded him in their rookie drafts. MVS, I don't like at all. And I talked about that in a video already. Damian Pierce in the 11th, which is a gamble. Kenny Golladay, who I used to be really high on, but it's just kind of tough after last season. He hurt my feelings a little bit being out so much. Justin Fields in the 12th. Konami code upside. But that's about fair to be going at that spot. Hines, again, PPR upside for the running back position. Albert O, I said this in the past, you know, hot take. There's a chance like Dulcich, who they drafted technically higher than Albert O with a new coaching staff, could he beat him out? The potential's there. I'm not going to say it's 100% going to happen or, you know, but I'm not going to say it can't happen. Tua, who I really like this coming season, as long as he is efficient, he puts the ball in Waddle in Hill's hands, he's going to have a good season, a very Jimmy G season where he seems to have a lot of passing yards, but it's just because he has, you know, big-time playmakers. So Irv Smith, used to always look for Irv Smith in drafts. He's obviously been hurt. So now I go for, you know, I'm not super deep at running back. I have Hall, Cook, and Rashad Penny. And again, I usually go for more running backs and redraft, but I just really like my wide receiver room. CeeDee Lamb, Higgins, Pittman, Mooney, Kadarius Toney, Russell Gage. I don't really need another right wide receiver here. So with my final pick, I think I'm just going to punt and go with who could be, I don't know, the most valuable, I guess. Rashad White, you're hoping that he gets some receiving work from Brady. Had a really good college tenure last season. Daryl Henderson, Tyler Allgeier, Marlon Mack, Kenneth Gainwell, J.D. McKissick. J.D. McKissick's an interesting pick because he's similar to Hines, who just went at 12-2, where, you know, he might have a game where he gets six catches, but then, you know, the next week he might get two and not really run the ball. So I might just go with the rookie, and, you know, if he's not getting much involvement in my fake redraft league the first 3 weeks, then maybe I cut ties and see out of my running back pool on the waiver wire, like, who actually is getting touches. And then make my waiver bid from there. I think you kind of got to, you know, play that pretty quick at the end of the day. I'm going to go Rashad White. Not, you know, maybe not the best running back room on my part, but I didn't need another wide receiver. Jarvis Landry, George Pickens, who I wish the Bears took. Henderson, Rondale Moore, who I don't like at all. He gets too many, like, 15-yard days on, like, six targets. I don't understand that. Allgeier. And then the last pick of the draft, we got Noah Fant. So just recapping my team before we close this out, Jalen Hurts, who I really, really like for this coming season. He has all the upside tools to be the overall QB1. It just comes down to his efficiency as a passer. We know it's going to be good on the ground. AJ Brown with him is massive. Dalvin Cook, Breece Hall, little bit of risk there because of Dalvin Cook. You know, he's never played more than 14 games, but you know, if we look at, again, 2020 running back two, 2019 running back three, this past season he had really nice games where he was a top, you know, 12 running back for, you know, those 20-point, maybe a top five at times, 20-point fantasy weeks. If he can stay healthy, in this new system with some of the Rams' old staff that just won a Super Bowl. I think he's a guy that you can argue and say, if he's healthy for a full season, could finish as the overall running back one. So getting him at that seventh spot, I don't hate that at all. Breece Hall, really like him, and I'm hoping that we continue to see a running back do very well for fantasy that's a rookie on a yearly basis, and that would be Breece Hall. Wide receiver room, really, really like it because all these guys have some nice upsides. CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, Darnell Mooney. Same with Kadarius Toney and Russell Gage. I really like my wide receiver room, and I'm always a guy, again, that usually pounds the table for running backs and stacking as many running backs on my team as possible. But having a couple guys that can finish inside the top 12 potentially, I really like that. Zach Ertz, I made a video about, who I talked about already, might be the second option for at least the amount of time it takes for DeAndre Hopkins to come back. We talked about Mooney, Toney, Gage, Rashad Penny. Again, what I was juggling at that time with him, who would get the most touches in their backfield if everybody was healthy. Rashad Penny is that guy, and the reports kind of say it. I don't think there's a need, unless he's getting completely beat out, to be benched for Ken Walker, who I do like Ken Walker, but he went much earlier in the draft for potentially being the 1B in this system. It might be 1A, 1B, but I think week one, if they're both healthy, it's going to be Penny 1A and Ken Walker 1B. And then Rashad White was my dart throw. If it's not working out with his touches, I'll drop him in this redraft league and pivot to somebody else. But if you guys tuned in, I ranted for a long time, but hopefully some of my thoughts on how I was building this team are useful to you come redraft season. I like to do these and kind of say why I pick certain guys, why my team is constructed a certain way, where I went, you know, wrong, what I could have changed. And I think that helps me get ready for my own redraft or keeper leagues. And I think it's a useful tool to do some mocks. You don't have to do one every day, but you can go to Fantasy Pros or Sleeper.com and do these out and test the waters on that. But appreciate you guys tuning in, and I'm grinding every day, so keep staying in tune with the content.